everyone. This is Steve Donahue with another episode of the Legacy Podcast, helping you build a multi-generational legacy of abundance. Today's episode is actually going to be an interview with a friend of mine, Larry Horsey, who operates the Heroes Financial Academy. And we're going to talk about gaining a financial education, running a small family business, and building a financial legacy through some of those means. And so hopefully it should be a good interview. You'll enjoy it and be able to get some value from it. But before we do that, I want to take care of some business. First of all, if you are trying to download, if you tried to download this through iTunes last couple of days, I'm having some issues with the feed. And so those of you who are subscribed that way, I apologize. But hopefully you're able to listen to this. Obviously, if you're listening to this now, you've either waited and downloaded it later, or you're on to the website and download it that way. You still can get all the feed through the website. It's just not going through iTunes for some reason. So I have resubmitted it, and hopefully that should be able to take care of that in a couple of days. Continue to visit the website. Make sure you're looking at all the new updates and that kind of thing. And then also, today's endorsed supporter is 48 Days. You can see a link to them on the right-hand column. And if you punch on that, you will be able to go to their store. And one of the items there that you'll want to take a look at is a book called No More Mondays. It's actually a workbook that combines a couple of his older books and has in there information on how to be able to start your own business and what to look for in doing that, ways to evaluate what business to get into, what's your kind of fit, where your passion is, all those kinds of things. It's a great resource there at 48 Days. And his idea there is that it should take about 48 days for you to figure out what kind of business you want to go into and get started with it. So anyway, since we're talking a little bit about small businesses and financial independence today, I wanted to direct you to that supporter. And then also, if you want to support the show, I encourage you to tell some others about us. You can support the show in a number of different ways. One of the ways you can tell others about us, and you can do that through social media. There's a link on the right column for Twitter and to Facebook. You can follow us there and make comments to others about us and tell your friends about us that way. That continues to grow our listening audience. I appreciate that. You can also give feedback. You can give feedback to each of the episodes under the comments section. You can also give feedback under the iTunes or whatever vehicle you're using to download this. And then you can also give feedback directly to me at steve@thelegacypodcast.com. And so I would encourage you to give feedback to me. That helps me know where to focus some of my attention, what to look on and on that. And then consider becoming a member. You can do that on the right top corner, and that allows you to get access to the updates as soon as they come out, to let you know as soon as the podcasts come out, what they're on, that kind of thing, through email. And that gives you the email subscription, and I appreciate you doing that. And then also, and finally, consider becoming a Legacy Partner. Our Legacy Partner program is $30 a year or $3 a month, and that enables you to get to the members-only exclusive access. And on that, we have over $50 worth of value. You can get the debt freedom software that allows you to use the debt snowball to pay off your debts fast. And also in there, we have the Grove Edge chart that has items in there. It tells you how to place your vegetables, when to plant them, how far apart, how much to plant per person, that kind of thing. And then also we have a 20% discount to Grove Edge, which is an online mapping program to plant out your garden. And then finally, it supports the show at less than 25 cents an episode. So those are the ways in which you can support the show, and I appreciate you doing that. I appreciate you most importantly, though, listening and taking some action each time in building your own legacy. And with that, I'm going to now have us listen to the interview I had earlier today with Larry Horsey. Okay, so I'm here with Larry Horsey in his office here in Richmond, Virginia, and I'm going to be interviewing him because he has a small business, and part of what we talk about here on the Legacy Podcast is a family business and small businesses, but also he talks about financial education, and that's one of the tenets that we have on the Legacy Podcast is having an education financially so that you can leave an abundance to the next generations. And so here's Larry. Say hi, Larry.
Hi.
So tell me a little bit about yourself, Larry.
Well, I've been married for about 15 years, got a 12-year-old son. We're still best friends because he hasn't hit teenage years yet. I was a computer technician. I kind of liked what I did, but didn't really love it. Wanted to stop living paycheck to paycheck. Wanted to stop worrying about working two and three jobs. So I decided to educate myself financially. And then come to realize that most people aren't educated financially. And that kind of led on this path to where we are now, to have this financial school to teach people how to make and save money.
Okay, great. Now, Larry, we've known each other for, I guess, about 7 or 8 years now, I think.
About that long.
And I remember when you first got started in financial services and educating people about money. Can you tell us that story?
Well, when I first got started, I was going to go back to school because, like I said, I was in computers. And in school, they teach you got to get more schooling because that'll help you rise higher in the corporate ladder. So I was going back to school, and the college recruiter said, "What do you want to be when you grow up?" I told him I wanted to own my own business, and he pushed the tuition check back to me, told me to read the book Rich Dad, Poor Dad, and then come and talk to him. I immediately, right away, 6 months later, went and got the CDs and listened to the book, and it really changed the way I thought of things. And then from there, in that book, he talks about if you want to own a business, you have to get a hold of your finances. You have to be disciplined, and you have to get a hold of your finances, or you'll never run a business. So I went to talk to somebody who I knew about finances, and from there kind of headed into the financial field. So this long, strange drive into the financial field.
Okay, great. So tell me a little bit about your school.
Well, our school is basically broken up into two sections. We have one school that's called the Investor School. We teach people how to get out of debt, how to stop living paycheck to paycheck, how to save for retirement, teach them how their 401ks work, IRAs, how protection works, how different life insurance works, how different insurance in general works. Because this stuff isn't taught in high school and it's not taught in college. It's normally you learn the hard way. Most people learn about finances through the school of hard knocks. So we put that together to educate people about their own finances. But our second school, actually, we found out that a lot of the people in finance who are licensed are taken advantage of too. They're not taken care of. So what we did was we're showing people how to open up their own business, to do it independently, be able to own and operate their own business from day one. And we treat it like a franchise. They can open up their own office or their own school, or just refer people, because the people need to not only learn how to save money, they need to learn how to make money. I got tired of kind of sitting down with people and going over things and saying you had to put away all the thousands of dollars to get to their goals when they could come and learn this business and be able to make money to be able to put away for their kids' college, to get out of debt, to save for retirement. I mean, it is surprising to me that if a person made an extra $500, $1,000 a month, how would that change their whole family tree by just doing that and not spend a lot of time away from their family, to be able to spend more time with their family, not less time with their family.
So you're teaching them really have more liberty.
Absolutely. I'm a big believer in liberty. I believe we live in the best country in the world, that we have the most freedoms. But I also believe that we're not using our freedoms. We're trapped in our jobs, and we're trapped in our traditional way of doing things as far as how to make money. I believe that if you have more freedom, you have more time freedom, you can have more money freedom. And that allows you to do more for other people and do more for your family.
Okay, great. So why is it important for people to get a financial education today?
Well, education in any format can't be taken away from you. And that's my most important thing. Once you get the information, you have the education, it cannot ever be taken away from you. I tell people all the time, the three things that people ask from you are time, money, and knowledge. But once you have the knowledge, it doesn't take a lot of time. It doesn't take a lot of money. If you look around any time you've ever asked somebody for a favor, you've asked them for time, money, or knowledge. Well, that's how important knowledge is. So if you have that education, you can never be ripped off. You can never be hurt financially. There's some bad people out there that do hurt people financially. There's several people that were hurt financially in 2001 and 2008 through no fault of their own. But the fact they didn't get their own education to understand it, they trusted somebody else to take care of it, and it hurt them and hurt their families because of it. When if they had gotten their own information and their own education, they wouldn't have been hurt. I say it's like there's several people out there who turn over their money to a financial advisor, and that's like turning over your kids to someone for 20 years and then expecting everything to turn out okay. And you got to know what's going on with your own finances, and you got to take an active role in it, or else you can be hurt financially and hurt your family financially.
Okay, so that's that tells us a little bit about what you do in terms of education, but more specifically, what exactly does the school do?
Well, we have classes each week where a person can come in and they get two classes each week. A lot about mindset, because we need to work on a person's mindset to be able to move them forward with liberty. But they also get a product knowledge too, so they learn a little bit more about their 401k. 401k is a great example. A lot of people at their job, they get a 401k, they get the paperwork, and that's it. You know, they're given an 800 number. Call that number if you have any questions. And you don't even know what questions to ask to be able to even call up the number. We'll have a class where we explain to them how the 401k works, the good and the bad of a 401k, the good and bad of everything, because everything has good and bad of it. And it, we'll sit there and explain to them how, you know, what to do with your 401k, what to put it in. We'll sit with them individually and show them, you know, with their own game plan, how to put money away so that they can retire and live a dignified life, not have to depend on the government or depend on their family to live. But we have every week we have a course, a different course each week. It's about 15 different weeks where they'll sit and learn on something. It's very interactive. We try and make it not a boring financial seminar, but a interactive, fun learning environment. Where they can learn that. And we also, because we have students in different states, people can do the classes online. You can download the classes throughout the week. But it's a very hands-on, interactive way where they can physically take their current financial situation and improve it by doing it with education.
All right, so I'm going to put a link here at the end to where you can access the school, but could you go ahead and tell people where they might be able to get a hold of some information about your school?
Absolutely. The website is, of course, www.hero, it's H-E-R-O, ACAD, ACAD.com, which stands for Heroes Academy, the shorter version of that. And from there, there's information about the school itself. And then that's also where our students go to gain information about the classes once they're already enrolled in our school.
Okay, good. Now, I think, too, you said something about there being YouTube videos or something. Do you have some YouTube videos?
Yes, we have YouTube videos. We have a YouTube site, but a lot of those go through the classes themselves. When people go online, they can actually watch the class from last week, click on it and watch the class from last week. And also, we have great books that people can listen to and learn from, because I want them not just to hear it from me, but hear it from other sources. That we live in the information age. I say all the time, I can pull up my phone and pull out who won the Oscar in 1972. We live in the information age. This information is out there. So I want people to find from other sources this information so they can, again, empower themselves to help free their families of this crisis.
That's great. So tell me an example, if you can find one, of somebody you've really been able to help and given them education or some kind of vehicle to help them financially.
Well, I can give you several examples, but one of my favorites is there was a couple. They're an older couple. They've been married about 50 years, as a matter of fact. And when we first heard of them, they said they were worried about us coming there and going, because it was so far away. They live in Virginia Beach, so it's so far away. They were so worried about us coming there and making the trip. And we told them, listen, we're going to come there. We're going to help you out. Don't worry about the trip. So anyway, so we get there. We after the 2 hours in traffic, we get there and we go over everything. And one of the biggest things I ask people, what are their goals? What is important to you? Now, remember, they've been married for 50 years. You would think in the 50-year time they talk about goals. But unfortunately, most couples don't talk about their goals because they never think they're going to reach them. So why talk about them? Well, her goal was to retire, and she wanted to go to Montana.
Been there, done that.
Well, what I find funny is her husband looked at her crazy. He's like, why do you want to go to Montana? He said, because her brother had gone to Montana years ago, you know, in decades ago, and said how beautiful it was. So in all this time, like 20 years, she had always wanted to go to Montana, but she never brought it up because she figured it could never go. He wanted a new car. Now, that's not anything unusual, but the reason he wanted a new car, because he had had a stroke about 15 years prior, and he was having to be at home. He couldn't work anymore, and she had been working 60, 70 hours a week just to keep everything on, you know, all the lights on and the mortgage paid. So he wanted the car so he could give it to her because he felt it was his only way of paying her back for all the time that she had helped him. Well, they hadn't, again, they hadn't talked about this. They're in tears sitting down at the at their kitchen table talking about this. So anyway, so we looked, did the same thing, asked goals, look at their financial situation, educated them on some different things, and we put everything together. Well, come to find out, she had a 401k. She didn't understand it. She'd just been putting money into it. She had some CDs around, some annuities around, all this different stuff. She had been sold along the way and just didn't know what it was. He didn't know what it was. And as a matter of fact, this was 2000, the beginning of 2000, I'm sorry, the end of 2000. And if you know what happened in 2001, mm-hmm. She had a lot in aggressive portfolio in her 401k.
So she probably lost like 20-30% of it.
It was just before 2000. I'm sorry. Just before 2001. Let me change. It's 2008 because 2001 and 2008 were the worst years I make some money. It was 2008, just before 2008, where everything started to drop. Well, we immediately noticed that she was very aggressive for her age and asked her to stop being so aggressive. Again, this was just before it started dropping in 2008. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So we gather up everything, look at everything, and I go back to her, I go back to them a week later and say, if your number one goal is to retire, you can retire right now, because she had enough money put away during this time and didn't even realize it. He said, you can retire right now. Now they were older. So one of the things that I like to do, especially if I'm dealing with an older, person or older couple, I don't want to just do a financial plan with them because I don't care if it's a great thing. I don't want my grandmother dealing with some guy who's going to deal with their money. So I asked to speak to her sons and daughters, and they had a big meeting where we went over everything and explained that she could retire right now today and be able to live to age 180 and still have money and actually leave money to the kids. They were ecstatic. She was ecstatic. And it was just a great feeling to be able to give that to her. Now, of course, she didn't want to retire right then and there because she wanted a bonus. She was supposed to get this bonus check at the end of the year. So she didn't want to retire. She wanted to get her bonus check and then she would retire. About 3 months later or so, she was laid off. Mm. One of the first people she called was us to let us know that she had been laid off. And if she had been laid off and not known what she had already, she'd been just devastated. And because we put all this stuff together for her, she's retired today. She's planning her trip to Montana. They've got a new car and they're still comfortable. And all of her family is more comfortable too, because they know mom and dad are taken care of. So it's one of my favorite stories.
So they had some hope after that.
Absolutely. They had some hope and a couple of tears to know that everything's taken care of. But that's a good feeling.
One thing I got thinking about when you told us that is, their proverb that says hope deferred makes the heart sick, and they didn't want to talk about their goals because they had no hope in achieving those goals.
Absolutely right.
You know, you were able to help them out. That's great. So the Legacy Podcast, of course, we talk about building a legacy, passing something on of abundance to family and children and making a difference for the Lord, that kind of thing. What are you doing and how is this business helping you leave a legacy?
Well, twofold. One, my son, my 12-year-old son, he can't wait to turn 18 so he can come work here. And, you know, that didn't happen too often when I was in computers.
How old is he?
He's 12.
He's 12.
So that didn't happen too often because Dad was a little frustrated when he worked in computers. I'm not frustrated now. This has afforded us the opportunity to have him homeschooled, to not worry about public school and not worry about the pressures of public school and not worry about him being raised by somebody that we don't want him raised by. He's able to come up to the office and the school all the time and be around people that we enjoy him being around, that he can learn from and grow from. he's a pretty positive kid, pretty happy kid, and that's good to see. And I can bring him up anytime. I don't have to worry about it. You know, he gets to see dad at work.
Can you imagine what it'd be like having to ask your boss if you could bring your kid into work?
I don't think that happens too often. So, but that, I mean, that's just a wonderful thing. A couple of our students came by the other day, and we were in the office kind of jamming away, just having fun and laughing. And it's just good to be able to spend that time with your 12-year-old son. So, and I know it means the world to me. I hope it means a lot to him. Being able to take him out in the middle of the day and be able to practice his baseball, because he's learning baseball. He'd be able to practice with him, you know, something that a lot of people don't get. So that, you know, personally, that's a legacy for me. But on the grander scale, my goal has always been to affect the change and help 3 million people, which sounds like a lot of people, but it's only 1% of the United States population, just 3 million people. Well, knowing that, there's no way, I don't believe that I'll be able to do that in my lifetime. And a legacy means past your lifetime. Knowing that, that means that to get to those 3 million people, I'm not going to be on this earth anymore. And I want to make sure there are systems in place and schools all over this country to be able to educate more and more people, educate those 3 million people plus long past my time on this earth. So that's, to me, what a legacy is. I want 3 million people to be changed because I started this little education thing in my living room. I took some chances and tried to learn myself. I just wanted to start by teaching myself and my family. And now I truly believe we can educate 3 million people in that same fashion. So that's what a legacy means to me.
You've probably thought about this before, but I think about this a lot. What could happen in our country? You would probably agree our country's got some problems economically.
We got a lot of problems economically.
But what could happen if families started taking care of their own finances? And you could really have a change in personal finances that would then begin to affect the economy on a national level and even worldwide. And, you know, that may not happen in our lifetime, but just as you said, it may happen in our children's lifetime. So what we're building now can be passed on for multiple generations after this.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, Larry, I appreciate it. Again, I'm going to put on the podcast show notes how to access the website and learn more about Heroes Academy. But I appreciate your time, Larry, and hope that you're able to achieve all your goals with the Academy.
Thanks, sir.
Well, hopefully you were able to get some good information there from Larry about building a legacy financially, and take a look at his website. I'll have show notes up for or a link on his show notes. In fact, I have a link on the left column of the webpage at the homepage at thelegacypodcast.com where you can link to the Financial Academy, but I also have a link in the show notes so you can access that as well. Take a look at that, and hopefully you'll be able to take some actions today that will be able to move you in the direction towards financial independence and better financial education. And with that, this has been Steve Donahue with the Legacy Podcast, helping you build a multi-generational legacy of abundance. What will you do today to build your legacy? And I wanna leave a legacy. 3 years from now they'll see that I live only for the cause of Christ. I wanna leave a legacy of a servant who believed that the world would still be changed by just